Hi there, sweetie. I'm Tasha Lynn, and I would like you to take a journey with me. It'll be just in your mind, so I'd like you to simply relax. Perhaps you can even find somewhere you can lay back. You can sit up if you like, or you can just close your eyes and let the world around you just fade away. Whatever way you find is more comfortable, just lay your hands at your sides, stretch out, and relax. It's nice, isn't it? It'll be better if your legs are uncrossed, and if you want to close your eyes, it just makes the journey so much easier. Moving just doesn't seem right as you prepare for our little trip. Deep inside your mind. I have the map here. I'm taking you to a special place. A place where there's magic. A place where your deepest, darkest pleasures can become so real, so vivid, you'll believe they're actually happening. But right now, all I want you to do is focus on my voice. Echoing so softly in your mind, so sweetly and gently, warm and soft as I take your mind and lead you deep down into hypnosis, right down the road towards a special place. Any noises you hear from outside or nearby just become drowned out as I talk to you. Our footsteps are quieted by the soft earth beneath your feet. I want you to watch your breathing as we start to walk. The altitude up the front shifts soon. I'd like you to start just breathing slowly. Slowly and deeply, so you won't get dizzy. If you pass out, we won't make it to our destination and you won't know the pleasures that'll wait for you there, and that will be such a shame. My friends are so looking forward to meeting you. But I can't give you no more hints now, sweetling. Can't give all my secrets away. Just breathe for me. In and out. In and out. Good. It's so relaxing, isn't it? And if you keep your breathing so slow, so deep, you'll be safe and sound as I guide you by the hand into this darkness, deep down, where it's so dark. The sound of my voice echoes here, in this thick, soupy darkness. But it's alright, cause you know it's not a normal darkness. It's a special kind of dark, you see. While you've been listening to me, already we've entered a new world. So quickly, while you're focusing on breathing and how my voice is so sweet and gentle, like candy in your mind, echoing all around you, I've taken you to a new place. You can hear the rustle of feathers on the wind. It's because there are ravens flying up above our heads around the moon. And that's so noticeable because, like I said before, the darkness around you, so close, so warm, is special. It's not black like normal darkness. It's white. The sky and its shroud of darkness is so white, but the moon is black. Black as the ravens flying above our heads. Like my voice, it's all so magical, entrancing and drawing you in, deeper and deeper. You want to see what other wonders await further down this road, don't you? Yes, I know you do. Don't be scared. I'm right here. I'm holding your hand, and you can feel my fingers brush your cheek as I lead you past shimmering red pools through this white darkness. This air smells pleasantly like copper. the smell of new panties, and it's so intoxicating, so pleasant. Standing in the pools, up to their waists as we pass the pools of beautiful, siren-like women. I know your eyes want to stray to them, but it's my voice that you listen to, not theirs. Only my voice. Only my voice is the one you listen to. Those women there, fallen angels. And while they want you to stay, you know, in your mind, in your very soul, you need to go on. You need to listen to my voice and follow me even further. Their voices taunt you in the back as mine guides you on. But they're gone now. Just my voice remains once again. Those red pools around us are turning darker and darker until they begin to glow. Jade green and purple, masses of swirling colors beneath the surface. They're catching to the eye. There's a smell in the air like lilacs and roses. A million different scents all mixed into one. As intoxicating as my voice is to your mind as it slips deeper and deeper into the darkness. This white, beautiful darkness. I let go of your hand now, as we've reached that place you need to be. You can allow your voice to drift now. Your mind can drift from my voice to theirs. They're the ones I brought you to. They're the ones waiting for you. Follow the path a few more steps. Deep down in the darkness, further and further. I've let you hear, but I can go no farther. Listening to my voice until it fades, and as it does, another's will take hold. I'll count with you as you walk. One, my voice is fading from your mind, replaced by another. Two, once I'm gone, she will bring you everything you've ever wanted. You've entered a beautiful world now of temptation and pleasure. And three, your dream has risen from the mists. She'll be the one to claim you now, sweetly. Just let the pleasure of what she can do take you